Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Good morning and happy Friday. We made it to the end of the week. Thanks for getting up with us. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass as we are ready to roll on a Friday. You had a historic night in Hockey Town last night. We are going to get to Brad Holmes' audio and his comments from yesterday at the podium. We have a Tarek Skubal update. All of that and more. John, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Heather, happy Friday.
You too.
Good to see you guys. Looking forward to getting to the weekend. So it's a little bit damp outside, but I couldn't believe when I walked outside, I turned on the truck, it was 55 degrees.
It's warm.
I know. It's bizarre.
Yeah, like walking back from the hockey game last night, I'm like, this is incredible. Like, yeah. You don't need a jacket. You're just, this is January?
Hey, January in the D.
I guess so. We'll also have Cookie Jar and Picks, our usual Friday staples. John, let's start with that hockey game last night. A historic moment. Patrick Kane, 500 goals. He does it in a winged wheel. And it was a great moment last night because the crowd, as soon as he got on the ice with an empty net, the crowd started cheering. There's a little bit of that anticipation. He's going to get a chance. And he buries it. He's only the fifth American to score 500 goals, the 50th player in NHL history. Really cool moment. Then he gets his standing ovation, first star of the night, two goals. Great night for Patrick Kane.
It was. And anytime a historic moment like that happens, even if it was on the road, like you're going to get a standing ovation from the crowd. That's hockey fans are very respectful of the stars in the sport. And I'm just happy that it happened at home. I'm glad you were there to get a chance to see it. I mean, it's a cool moment.
It's in the back of my head. He's at 499. He could score it on the road if he doesn't get it tonight. Or he could score it Monday for the Fedorov night. But I don't have tickets to the Fedorov night. So I really was like, this is it. This is the chance to see it. So I was rooting extra hard to see him bury that empty netter.
Yeah, and it's just cool that it happened in the winged wheel, that it happened for the Red Wings. Obviously, not all of them were in the Red Wing jersey. That's not what it's about. It's about a moment of a career for an American-born hockey player. Like, we hear all these great moments happening for hockey players, but they're for guys that were born in Canada or born, you know, somewhere in Europe. Hey, it's a cool moment. And I'm glad that they took the time to celebrate it. You know, we had the whole Miles Garrett thing. And, you know, it's just as long as Zach Taylor's not there to complain, we're good.
Yeah, look, if Vancouver wanted to complain, should have played better.
Yeah.
You know, and I think subtle things, right? So you're right. He didn't score most of them in a Red Wing uniform. And he scored most of them in a rival original six Chicago Blackhawk uniform. Sure. But he has come here and really ingratiated himself. He has loved being a Red Wing. John, the little things you look for when he's doing the skate at the end to celebrate, and he's flexing the jersey, the winged wheel, pointing to the winged wheel. And he's talked about how special it is to be a Red Wing. he's a hockey guy.
Right.
So I think he appreciates the original six and hockey markets. And he's, I'd say this, like, he came here at a point where his career was very much up in the air. And I feel like he's been embraced and, yeah, he got to have his moment.
Here's the other thing, too. It's not like it's his first year.
No.
Right? So it's his third year in the winged wheel. And it, well, second full season.
Yes. I
whatever.
Know what
it doesn't matter. But, yeah. but third hockey season. And so, like, if this had happened, you know, 4 games into his tenure as a Red Wing, I still don't think it changes the celebration. As I said, even if it happened on the road, you're going to get the standing O. They're going to stop the game. They're going to mark the moment. But the fact that he's been here for a few years, right, and fans have been able to develop a relationship with him. First, it was the hate because he was with the rival. Now he's one of ours, and we love him.
Yeah. By the way, Zach Taylor was reached for comment. He was very upset that the game was paused.
Yes. They were trying to get back on the ice to get the puck dropped.
Just on the note of history, so I mentioned 50 hockey players to 500 goals. He's the 50th. 5 Americans to 500 goals.
Mm-hmm.
And the Wings have had a bunch of guys do it, but only 6 have scored 500 wearing the winged wheel. And it's a pretty star-studded cast. Gordie Howe, Steve Yzerman, Brendan Shanahan, Dino Cicerelli, Pat Verbeek, and now Patrick Kane.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that fans have been able to see happen that moment. Only 6 guys.
Yeah, it's just super cool. What was we heard it mm-hmm. on the broadcast, and you mentioned you were there. What was it like?
Yeah, I mean, so he scores 499, and I knew right away it was 499.
Yeah.
Larkin fished the puck out, and I'm thinking, does he not know? But then it was pointed out.
He didn't put it in his pocket?
It was pointed out. I think it was Raymond's 300th point on goal, 499. But Larkin's always on this stuff. I'm like, did he miscount? Like, that was 499. But then it quickly gets spread when they show on the graphic that's 499. So yeah. Now the crowd is spending the whole game thinking, like, could we get it? And then with 5 minutes to go, you're thinking, well, they're going to pull their goalie. This could be his easiest goal of the 500. Is he going to get a shift? Is someone else going to score? And then there's going to be a goalie back in there. But yeah, when he got on the ice, there was a notable pop from the crowd because they were waiting for it. It was on everybody's mind. And then as soon as the game ends, I mean, the team was ready for this too. The team store was flooded with people trying to get, they had these 500 pucks,
yeah.
Yeah, and like t-shirts and stuff. So
of course the team would be ready to monetize it.
Well, of course they would, John. But fans were eating it up, man. Like
they should.
Walked past it. Like it was a full, like packed to the gills, people trying to get the Patrick Kane stuff. There was a clear excitement and appreciation.
So obviously, I'm sure all around the town, the sports shops will be selling those pucks throughout the course. I hope that there was a little bit of a difference in the puck that you could get at the LCA last night, just because it would mark, yes, I was in
there,
the arena.
Yeah.
Because nobody has tickets anymore.
Well, that's right.
And so how are you going to prove that you were actually in the arena? Well, you
take
know,
a
and,
photo.
And yes, yeah. Well, take a photo. Yeah, but I do think it would be cool if there was some type of difference in the puck, and then, you know, obviously they'll be sold. Somebody else will say, well, I was there.
I was
no,
there.
You weren't. Yeah, it doesn't matter. But there was a limited number of those. That would be cool.
Well, it's funny how that stuff works. Like the number of people, I was there for Miggy's.
Right.
3,000.
Yeah. Oh, wait. There was 150,000 people there? Really?
I don't think that quite adds up, but sure, dude.
I know. Everybody you know in the city of Detroit was there.
Of course. Just we'll tell you. Tom, you're kind of a hockey guy. Just some perspective on this before we move on. Patrick Kane, 500 goals.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's a cool moment and stuff, but it's just weird Kane being a Red Wing.
Yeah.
You know, he scored most of these with the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great. I think it's really cool that an American player got the 500. In terms of the moment, and we got a text that kind of references does the empty netter make it kind of meh?
Oh, is it Brett Favre taking a fall for Mike Strahan?
Well, no, because the empty net goal is part of hockey.
It's not his only empty net goal of the 500.
Exactly.
Like, I did have the thought, I go, would he want it to be his 500th goal on an empty net? And I thought, well, you could get injured and never get to 500.
Right.
Take it when it's there.
Yeah.
You know, I and the other comparison maybe is too, and another American who played for the Red Wings, Brett Hull, got 700 in a Red Wing uniform, even though he didn't play much here mm-hmm. either. And I had a friend that went to that game. I said it was an electric moment.
Yeah.
I think.
But that was a real goal.
And it's funny because you said it. Maybe it's the easiest of the 500. There's been other empty net goals.
Yeah.
It just happens that that's his 500. But I do go to, you mentioned the 700 for Brett Hull and the electric moment because he didn't have a lot as a Red Wing. I think hockey fans are more historical minded and more apt to celebrate some of those moments for the game more than other sports. Does that make sense?
I'd say more than football and basketball. Baseball, it's always tough to compete because there's a lot of historians that...
Yeah, but they're all 95 years or older.
Big time home runs are about the, I think, probably a little bit bigger than the goals, unless you had like Ovechkin last year and all that.
Well, yeah,
stuff.
I mean, chicks dig the long ball. Yeah,
exactly.
Anyway, speaking of baseball, there is an update to keep an eye on with Tarek Skubal.
No response.
Heather, do you love home runs?
You just ignore me now?
I do, sometimes.
It's like I'm at home.
I did react in my mind, and I just said, nah. I just shake my head, basically.
I really feel like I'm sitting at the dinner table right now. Yeah, just everybody ignore that guy.
Just move on.
Real quick, just one last thing with last night. I do believe this thing's a little bit bigger if they go into the playoffs and he does something, and it kind of adds to lore. He creates a... He feels like an assassin almost, or like an outsider to me still.
You're saying, but if he were to have a big moment or two in a postseason in a 7-game series, it would almost, it would further solidify,
yeah,
you know, his status.
Yeah.
Okay. What?
Not I.
Hey, look, the idea of playoff hockey, I'm smiling a little bit.
Sure.
I looked over at Kelsey and I said, look, last year if they made the playoffs, I think we would have had game 4 as part of our ticket plan. I want to be there for the first one. So I think I'm going to, whether we get it or not, make sure I go to the first one. It starts to enter your brain. We're still not in March, but like when they're playing well, you start to think.
I appreciate the growth that you've shown really just in the last 30 seconds because you're talking about the playoffs like it's a real possibility. You're not saying they're going to the playoffs, but you're talking, your tone is like, and you actually said the word March.
I didn't even realize I just did that.
I know,
guys.
That.
I'm sorry.
That's personal growth.
Yeah, I'm opening my heart to love.
Oh, jeez. Well, let's not get all sappy.
Okay. Well, let's get it back to business because that's the status with Tarek Skubal. And I just think this is more proof that the Tigers and Skubal are headed for an inevitable divorce. Jeff Passan, ESPN with the latest. Skubal's the only player the Tigers didn't come to terms with yesterday to avoid arbitration. And they are $13 million apart. It's the largest gap in salary arbitration history. For people unfamiliar with this, Skubal filed for $32 million, which would be a record. The Tigers countered at $19 million.
What did he make last year? He was what, 19?
No, I think he made around 10. So this is a pretty sizable jump.
Okay. Right. I thought the arbitration was more than that.
The Tigers will argue it's among the largest jumps in arbitration history. But Skubal's camp is going to say you offered less than David Price got in arbitration 11 years ago. And judging for inflation, you're a little short. If the sides don't settle and they didn't settle, it'll go in front of a 3-person panel. The team will have to talk about all the things the player doesn't do well in front of the player himself. And because Skubal has 5+ years of service time, he doesn't have to use comps from previous arbitrations. He's allowed to use comps from all of baseball. So, for example, he can reference Zach Wheeler's $42 million as a comp.
Mm-hmm.
And the way this is going to work, as I understand it, the Tigers are at 19 and Skubal's at 32. The midpoint is where the arbitration is going to fall.
Right.
They have to decide, is he worth more or less than $25 million? And if they say he's worth more,
he gets 32.
If they say he's worth less,
he gets 19.
He gets 19. But that feels like a hard argument for the Tigers when he's a 2-time Cy Young Award winner. And judging for inflation and judging for the comps in the market, I feel like he's going to win this, right?
I will discuss when we return.
Oh, boy. Next 97.1.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
John, you said you had some thoughts on the Scooble situation. To me, it just feels like more evidence they're headed for a divorce. $13 million apart in arbitration, the largest gap in baseball history.
Okay, so did we think all of the, if you're reading all the tea leaves, we thought that they were heading for a divorce anyway.
Correct.
And so I'm not going to get overly dramatic of, oh my goodness, arbitration. And here's the other thing. Now, yeah, okay, they're going to sit in a room and they're going to present their case in front of this three-person panel in front of Tarek Skubal. In the middle of a contract negotiation, if your agent says, because I went through this, hey, we think he's worth $6 million. And the team says, well, we think he's only worth $3 million. They tell the agent all the deficiencies that you have and why you should only be paid three. And then your agent stands up there and says, oh, well, no, we believe he is worth this. And then he says all of the great things about you. So
what
whether
some
you're
of the
there
they said
in
about
person,
you?
Yeah, he's a try hard guy. And maybe I was original. He's got grit. Okay, that's great. But it doesn't necessarily get it. It can get the job done.
They say
it,
you were slow. You're not athletic enough.
Trust me. I was never the best athlete of offensive tackles. I wasn't the strongest, but I did get the job done.
How did it make you feel? Like it gets relayed to you in this world.
It's business. And when you're in the business, like as a rookie or as a second year player, you may not understand that, but then you hear it from other guys that are going through it. So by the time you get there, you've built up this callus, or at least you should build up a callus that says, all right, this is how the conversation goes. And ultimately, you meet somewhere in the middle, which is what arbitration is. But mm-hmm. The difference is, okay, you set that middle point. Right now, it's at 25. If they determine that Skubal is 25 and a dollar, then he gets 32. Or yeah. If they say, hey, you're $1 less than 25, you get 19. And I'm not gonna do the cheap Tigers, all that stuff, because I think, if you're a pitcher, and this is where it's different. When you bring up a comp from 11 years ago, you used to have guys going in complete games. You don't anymore. So the game has changed. The expectations on starting pitching has changed. And yes, contracts have grown. Inflation has happened. I understand all those things. But if you have a pitcher that can't go more than 100 pitches, if you have one that says, I can't go out there in the seventh, or you told me I'm not going out there in the seventh, I'm curious, will the comments be made public, or is this a private hearing?
I believe it's a private hearing, but who knows what comes out of it. Because publicly, they stuck up for Skubal, but now they're going to have to kind of reverse course to fight for every dollar at arbitration.
In all of the, you know, the things that will be said. Obviously, the Tigers want to only pay 19.
Yeah.
I'm sure they would be willing to pay 24 or 25 versus the 32, but that's not the way the system is set up.
Yeah.
And so to sit there and say, oh, well, you think he's only worth $19 million, or you think he's only worth, or he's going to be making less than Jack Flaherty. Yeah, on the surface, that looks like an absolute crime.
Yeah.
However, he's a guy that can't go more than 100 or won't go more than 100. He's a guy that came out. Will they talk about the end of last season and say, well, the actual conversation between A.J. Hinch and Tarek Skubal was different than what we talked about publicly?
Look, I don't need the name call, like you said. I don't need to do the cheap thing. It's just, it's a low ball relative to what Tarek Skubal's worth.
Yeah, but that's a negotiation. Yeah. So I'm not going to sit there and say the Tigers are cheap when it's a negotiation. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, but it's also what you do when you don't care about keeping the player long term. You're just trying to win this year's battle.
Or you feel you have no hope of keeping him long term. If the agent that you are going up against, not just the player, but the agent, is not willing to go anything less than $50 million at this point, you're forced to go to arbitration.
Yeah, and look, I mean, from Boris's camp, he's successfully done this with Soto and got him more than $30 million in arbitration. I think he knows what he's doing. And
because, it's also an everyday player.
Yes, but on the side of Boris, he's going to go, hey, you can say baseball isn't what it was 10, 11 years ago when Price got his, but salaries have gone up.
Yes.
So dollar per inning has gone up. So using today's best arm, and Skubal's won back-to-back Cy Young Award winners, what's today's best arm worth? It's worth twice what your arbitration offer is. Now, we get it. It's not a free market, so we're going to go at 32, and we think we can make a hell of a case using comps in today's game, not 10 years ago, today's game. So if he gets his 32, the Tigers are going to have to swallow $32 million in salary for the upcoming season.
Which they can.
Which they should be able to.
And I mean, so, again, I think it's a great number that's put out there by Boris. I also think it's a great number that's put out there by the Tigers. In fact, if it's $9 million more, it's 100% jump from what he had last year, nearly.
Yeah, I just think the big headline is this is the largest gap in arbitration history. It just shows a disconnect between two parties. Which, to your point, John,
it's negotiation.
But the largest disconnect ever. This isn't like you over a couple million dollars. This is a huge chunk of change.
Right. Again, I'm not going to lose my mind over the Tigers.
Yeah. I'm just telling you that my takeaway is if you had any doubts whether this was headed for divorce or not, this only further drives the wedge.
I don't know that anybody really doubted that this was going to be the last season. There are a lot of people that thought maybe that they had seen the last pitch that Skubal had in the Tigers uniform already.
All right, we are going to get into Brad Holmes. He spoke yesterday. We'll get to some of what we took from that conversation as well as your thoughts at 6:50. We've got the picks coming up, but first, Heather with the news.
Well, a cat made a brief appearance in court on Thursday. There was a 22-year-old Michigan man who was attending a virtual hearing over Zoom when a cat filter was accidentally activated on his camera.
Okay.
We've seen this before. Yes. Not the first time a cat showed up in court, but the judge was not very happy to see this. So this man was in court to enter a guilty plea on an assault and battery charge. And when he initially joined the Zoom hearing, he had one of those virtual backgrounds. The Golden Gate Bridge was behind him. And then he was probably trying to switch that off and hit a button, and then he turned into a cat. And basically the judge was like, we're going to have to postpone this unless you can get rid of that. And thankfully, he did, and ultimately he was given 12 months of non-reporting probation and a fine.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so not too bad.
It all worked out for him in the end.
You want to hear from him?
Yeah! He did apologize multiple times, but yeah. It's always funny when that happens.
Yeah.
Two big concerts have been announced for Ford Field this spring and summer. First, as part of his first tour in nearly a decade, Bruno Mars is set to perform on May 9th as part of the Romantic Tour. So tickets for that show go on sale January 15th at 12 p.m. And then another big show in August, Chris Stapleton is returning to Ford Field as part of his All-American Roadshow. So he, along with Lainey Wilson, will be performing on August 8th. Tickets for that show go on sale on January 16th at 10 a.m.
Yep, it's the concert announcement season of what's coming up this summer.
It's two big shows. Yeah. Very exciting.
That's cool.
Yeah. Tensions are running high across the country after a federal immigration agent fatally shot Renee Nicole Good in Minneapolis, and protests have erupted not just in Minnesota, but in cities all around the country, from New York to Seattle and even right here in Detroit. In the days following the shooting, demonstrators have taken to the streets demanding accountability, calling for ICE to leave their communities. In Detroit, dozens gathered in front of the ICE building on Michigan Avenue in the downtown area. Officials are urging people to keep demonstrations peaceful and lawful. The way you watch Tigers games may look a lot different next season. So according to a report, the 9 MLB teams currently under broadcasting contracts with FanDuel Sports Network, obviously including the Tigers, have all canceled their current agreements. So the Tigers and the rest of the teams affected still can renegotiate contracts with FanDuel if they want to. But if they don't, MLB says it's ready to step in. So that could mean that the Tigers could be broadcast to local fans through the league itself.
Yeah. So we won't miss any games. We'll just have to figure out when the season comes. If that's the route the Tigers and Major League Baseball go, is it a local package on, you know, MLB Network?
Do any of the local TV stations get a chance to broadcast the game? I don't know.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that all plays. I just hope that this whole regional sports broadcast networks go away, because it's such a rocky road. Anybody that's tried to do it attempts and fails, and then we're left with a month of the season where we don't get to see any of it.
Yeah, can't have that happen.
No.
It's Girl Scout cookie season, basically.
Yeah!
There we go.
And this year, there's a new Girl Scout cookie that will debut. You're not interested. You like the oldies and goodies. I get it.
If people want something new, that's great. They can eat whatever they want. I'm just glad that the tried and true Samoa is back.
You know, I never liked them as a kid. They were always my least favorite. Like, I didn't like the coconut. But now as an adult, I like them a lot. I still like the tagalongs. Yeah, I guess. Right. Sure, I'll take that. I still like the tagalongs. Those were always my favorite when I was a kid.
I don't touch any of the other ones.
The Thin Mints were good in the freezer.
Love the Thin Mints.
Yeah. Anyway, they're new ones. Explore Mores are Rocky Road ice cream inspired sandwich cookies filled with flavors of chocolate, marshmallow, and toasted almond flavored cream.
Marshmallow, I'm out.
Marshmallow, I'm in.
Yeah, me too.
Let's go. Heather with the news. Coming up next, it's the picks. End of the hour, we will get to what Brad Holmes said yesterday. It's 97.1.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Yeah, you missed a good one last week, John.
Found it. IUD. That is the best line I have heard in just over 5 years doing the show.
Incredible.
That was awesome.
All right,
and Heather's reaction, too, because neither of us were here last week.
I know. Both of us were like, wait, what did you just say?
Sorry, we do last time on the picks. The picks are brought to you by Shaner Roofing. Quick standings update. We got a tie for first place. It's Tom and it's me. We also have interest at the bottom of the standings.
Yeah.
John, you're in last, but Heather's going the wrong way.
I sure am.
She's only a game up on you for last place.
I know. All I got to do is win one more than her, and I get a chance, or two more than her, and I get a chance to finally move up.
Mm-hmm.
She runs out and makes herself a trophy after year one, and she could finish last in year two.
Yeah, I'll always be at the top of that trophy, though, boys.
I'm still laughing at Stoney, the no way. And he did at one point use the term God's green earth, that the Lions would cover the 2.5 against the Bears. Stoney seems to get older without getting wiser. No way the stove's still hot.
Yeah.
Let's start college football semifinal number two in the college football playoff. This is the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. Indiana, 3.5-point favorites over the Oregon Ducks, Jim.
Indiana's got that grown man strength, average age 22.5. It's a veteran group. They won the line of scrimmage in Autzen. 6 sacks, 8 TFLs. I think they overwhelmed the Ducks. Give me Kirk Cignetti and that psychopath.
Yeah, I mean, they just do everything well, like they don't beat themselves. And when you're talking about the college football playoffs, and I'll go, here's a reason that would be much more of a Heather reason.
Oh, yeah.
Ruby had a teammate on her AAU basketball team that is now a student at Indiana. Her mom went there. The Lynx, a proud family out of the city of Troy. They're Hoosiers. I'm going to ride with them. And so let's go IU.
Yeah, I'm also going with Indiana.
No period jokes this week. Last night, the better trench team won, Miami. The better trench team in this game, I will pick as well. That is Indiana. Let's go Hoosiers.
Keep talking about that trench.
All right, well, we've got our second rematch in the college football playoff. And the second time around, Ole Miss beat Georgia. I'm going to go on an island here because the stars have aligned for Mario Cristobal to face his former team for the national championship.
Oh, Miami, Oregon. Quick correction. We did have one other rematch, Ole Miss Tulane, and the team that won first time covered the
and
second
Alabama,
time.
Oklahoma. Yeah.
That didn't matter because that was a group of five team.
Okay.
Yeah. Alabama,
these are conference
Oklahoma
matchups.
That was a de facto bye.
Okay, let's go. NFL playoffs. They start this weekend as well. Rams are traveling to Carolina, taking on the Panthers. Rams favored by 10.5 points. John.
This is a playoff game, and I can't imagine. I know we did the whole disco last year, but this to me is the Rams are going to win, but I don't think that they win by 11. Give me the Panthers. They're at home. They're going to do enough to keep it close. I'll take the Panthers.
I think the Rams can win by 10.5, and I'll take the Rams.
Okay.
Rams are just better. Lines of scrimmage, defense, quarterback. Give me the Rams.
History of the game, history of this spread, home dog getting double-digit points. The history says the Panthers cover this game.
Yeah.
To your point, I think the last time a team covered a spread anywhere close to this on the road was Johnny Unitas.
Oh, high tops.
So, yeah, I mean, the history says you take the Panthers. I'll take the Panthers in the points.
Packers travel to Chicago, taking on the Bears. This is a pick'em game. Let's start with Heather Park.
I'm going to pick the Bears.
Okay. I will take the Bears as well.
It's a quick one.
I'm going with the Packers here. Packers held two 10-point third-quarter leads in the two matchups against the Bears this year and then folded. They're going to finish the deal here. Packers win this game.
Any chance Bane shows up and the field just collapses and neither of these teams advance?
That would be nice.
I'm going to take the experienced quarterback, even if it is Jordan Love. Give me the Packers.
I'm going to take the Bears defense. I think they forced Jordan Love, which we know is the propensity to turn the ball over. I know you're rolling your eyes right now thinking you instantly regret your pick, don't you?
I do. I hate this game.
And the fact that when you hear things coming out of Chicago, Ben Johnson does have experience in the playoffs. We obviously know that. And I think he is as detail-oriented of a coach as you're going to find. Last week, details were not up to par. I think he corrects the ship, and the Bears win this game.
Bills travel to Jacksonville, taking on the Jaguars. Another pick'em game. We have come a long way from Nathan Peterman versus Blake Bortles.
Yes.
This is Trevor Lawrence, one of those T names, against Josh Allen. Hey, maybe it was the pierogi I had last night. Let's go, Western New York, Buffalo. Let's go.
Yeah, this game is all about experience. I mean, Josh Allen has so much playoff experience. I will take the Bills.
Yeah, it's Josh Allen's year. Give me Buffalo.
Yeah, I think Josh Allen, much greater than Trevor Lawrence. I think they find a way to at least slow down the Jags offense a little bit. So give me the Bills.
Yeah, and Josh Allen is going to be a dad. That's exciting. Give me the Bills.
Okay.
Going for that dad strength.
Yeah.
49ers travel to Philadelphia, taking on the Eagles at the Link. Eagles favored by 4.5 points. Let's go to Gov.
Mr. Philadelphia.
Rematch of the NFC Championship game a few years ago where Brock Purdy nearly threw his arm off and Christian McCaffrey almost played quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, I think this is a really tough game to call here. I think the Eagles are going to try to flip a switch here, and it's either going to be ugly or they do flip it. I think they can flip it against the Niners D. Mr. Philadelphia takes the Eagles.
Kind of feels like the Niners are on fumes. And it feels like the Eagles have been playing possum. Love them at home. I think a huge edge at both lines of scrimmage. Give me Philadelphia.
It's a tough one because I think Kyle Shanahan is a brilliant offensive mind. And offense is not where they struggle, but it's against a really good Philly defense. And you're talking about bad on bad, the Philly offense versus the Niners defense. I'll take Philly to be able to just get it done.
I'd like to pick different than you, but I'm also going to take the Eagles.
Battle for the bottom.
I think the 49ers are one of those teams is when you really start believing in them and that this is, again, the year for the Niners, they fall like they did against Seattle. But once you doubt them and said, okay, they're on fumes, how much is no Bosa, no Warner going to make an impact and affect the long game, then they show up and do their 49er things. I'm going to take the Niners here. Chargers travel to Foxborough, taking on the Patriots. Sunday night football. Pats favored by 3.5 points. Jim.
Yeah, look, I think the Chargers' biggest weakness is the offensive line. One problem, the Patriots don't pressure the quarterback enough, and they've played an inflated schedule. I like Harbaugh, who's taken a team to a Super Bowl, Herbert to finally win a playoff game, and at the very least cover. Give me 3.5 in the Chargers.
I'm going to take the home team. And part of it is Justin Herbert hasn't been able to win a playoff game. He's had some of his worst performances. You guys know I'm a big Justin Herbert fan, but I think Drake May gets it done against this Chargers defense. Give me the Patriots.
I was going to take the Patriots too.
Oh, you can flip.
Okay, I'll take the Chargers.
There you go. Thank you.
Good call.
There
you go. Good call, Heather. Two good coaches in this game. I will go with Coach Dad. Give me Harbaugh and the Chargers.
Oh, a lot of dad strength today.
So both teams have highly ranked defenses, but as Jim alluded to, the Patriots is fluffed up against bad teams, I think. And this is going to come down to whoever runs the ball. It's going to be a tight game. I think the Chargers are going to win, but even if not, I think they cover.
No, the Patriots got a fluffer. Texans travel to Pittsburgh, taking on the Steelers. Houston's favored by 3.5 points on the road here, John.
I'm going to take the Texans. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to get absolutely abused by that defense. And I think C.J. Stroud, he finds ways to get things done offensively. And I know that he may get abused as well with that, you know, the rush of the Steelers. But I believe in the Texans and their defense more.
I do too. I'm going to choose the Texans.
Yeah, better team, better defense, better quarterback. I'm going to go with the Texans.
This game has had I've been so on the Texans wagon from the get-go, probably since Thanksgiving. And this game, just because it's the stupid Steelers, it gives me a little pause. But then I'm going to go back to, I think the Texans have one of those every 10-year defenses in this league. If that's what they are, they win this game like a 26-7. They've got a good kicker too, by the way.
Yeah, the danger is low total, points are a premium, but I don't know how Pittsburgh moves the ball consistently. Give me Houston. I'll take the Texans.
It's already started out to be a great 5 days of football. The game last night was amazing. It was right down to the wire, and I think we see it again tonight in the college football playoffs, and I think we see it all weekend in the NFL playoffs.
We are into the postseason, people. Those are the picks. Brought to you by Shaner Roofing. It's 97.1. The highly anticipated Brad Holmes press conference yesterday, 4 o'clock. We'll open up the phone lines. We're going to play cuts throughout the show today. We want to know a simple question. Do you feel more or less confident going into this offseason after hearing Brad Holmes address this fan base? Because, John, on the surface, he came out and owned it. He said it was a disappointing season, gave himself an F with Dan Campbell, said it's pass fail. He didn't run away from his own blame in this.
But the expectation was a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he said their standard is much higher, and this was disappointment, and the season they failed. But as the press conference went on, when pressed on specifics, it's not like he really gave any ground anywhere. They're going to stay with the same process at pass rush. When asked about being more aggressive, he flipped the question and said, define more aggressive. When asked about the offensive line, he said it's an urgent need. Hey, that's good.
Yeah.
But then deflected to, you guys, if only you knew how many phone calls we make and how hard we tried.
Yeah, I was annoyed with him talking for the first 10 minutes about how hard the front office works, how hard Dan Campbell works, how hard he works. Like, to me, that should be understood. Like, I don't need to hear about how hard they're working. I get that. I expect that. And I don't expect it to work any harder, but I do expect there to be some differences in the results of what you're seeing on the roster.
Right. I mean, if you try and fail, you still failed. So it doesn't really make me feel any better to say they made phone calls and tried to work deals, but they didn't get those deals done. And I think a fair question is, should he have offered more? Should he have operated with more urgency? Was his assessment of fair wrong? Because clearly he didn't make the deal because he thought he'd have to give up too much. Well, should he give up more than he's comfortable with? Because maybe his line in the sand is wrong.
Right. And was there a move that they could have made, whether it was at the draft in free agency last year, in trades, whether it was preseason or at the trade deadline, that would have gotten them one more win? That's all you needed. One more win to get into the postseason.
Yeah. And as he put it, then he wouldn't be talking to us right now.
Right. And and it's when I say that out loud, I also think, well, in terms of coming from his perspective, do you want to sacrifice something, a future asset, simply for one more win and you're in, but you're a first round exit?
Yeah, but the pushback would be you're willing to give up those future assets for Giovanni Manu and multiple assets for a rookie and Isaac Tesla. It's like he's willing to give them up for projects, but he's not willing to give them up for veterans who would help the team win.
Yeah.
Just call it even one more football game. Just get one step closer.
And honestly, I wish there were different follow-up questions to some of his answers when talked about the sense of urgency, when talked about Taylor Decker. Hey, if Decker does retire, like, what is the plan? And not that he's going to tell you, oh, well, we're going to go draft an offensive tackle at number 17. I didn't expect that answer. But is the follow-up question, well, if Decker does retire, are you drafting or acquiring a left tackle, or are you moving Penei Sewell over to left and then you're acquiring a right tackle? Like, you know, what's the plan?
So it's people, these press conferences, they go in these weird directions because one guy will ask a question and then another reporter wants to work a different angle and then you lose the follow-up.
Yeah,
you're right. I think there's some more meat on the bone that we didn't get answers.
At least there's a discussion of moving Penei Sewell to left if Taylor Decker is not there.
Yeah. Now, look, we should play some of this for people. But again, the question is, do you feel better or worse, more or less confident going into this offseason? It's an important offseason. Let's start, Greg, with the first cut about Brad Holmes saying he didn't do enough this year. See, that's a good answer. That's a good spot. That's not running from anything. That's owning things. That's acknowledging we got some harsh realities and some tough conversations. That's a good start. He was asked about learning lessons from Frank Ragnow. Let's play that for people. But that's kind of a weird way to put it. It's been urgent in the past, but they haven't acted on that urgency. They haven't delivered.
So when I listen to that, it's a little bit of... okay, we're not just going to make a move. I took that more as the trade deadline. And we talked about it. It's hard to acquire offensive linemen. There weren't a lot available, and good players aren't going to be moved by a lot of their teams because they also know that they've got to be able to build up front. So why get rid of some of your best offensive linemen at the trade deadline? The offensive line is one that has to be addressed throughout the entirety of the offseason. It has to be addressed in free agency. It has to be addressed in the draft. And I know that he was asked about Giovanni Manu, and he was asked about both guard positions. And I do think that both guards, Mahogany and Ratledge, will be good players. I'm not going to sit here and say they're going to be great, and if they move Ratledge to center, maybe that's the best move of addressing the center position, but then you have to address the right guard position. I think the best move is going to be to go get a veteran center. Go get somebody that is a veteran that is used to the rigors of an NFL season, that's able to see and recognize blitzes, that's able to move guys off the ball. This offensive line needs that type of personality and type of player at center.
And that may require a considerable spend. So when Brad is asked about aggressive and he says, well, what's aggressive? Aggressive to me is I don't quite get to the Sam Laporta extension because I'm going to use the money right now to make sure I have a starting center. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Aggressive is doing something that maybe outside your comfort zone, maybe takes a little more risk into the equation, but speaks to the urgency that you claim is there. Urgency that doesn't actually get acted upon is hot air. So I love that he took accountability, but when pressed on specific areas that he could do differently, or well, no, we're going to keep doing what we did with the defensive end. This is what he said about pass rush. Do you get what I'm saying when he says it wasn't ignored? We tried to get a pass rusher in the draft. It wasn't ignored on the offensive line. You wouldn't believe the phone calls we made. He has built a hell of a team in his mind. That doesn't count. You know what I mean?
Yes. I do know what you mean. And, you know, when you look and you say, okay, well, you know, who was some of the other teams? Well, Houston had a 12 and a 15 sack guy. Mm-hmm. And where are they playing?
Postseason.
In the postseason. So it can be done. But it's also like we all knew he was going to go to the sack numbers. And the number that he didn't talk about is time to pressure.
Like, I think it'd just be a great question to ask him. What do you make of the stat that you guys have the slowest time to pressure in consecutive seasons? And then back away. What does that mean to you? Because how do you twist out of that one? It's not good.
Right.
Clearly speaks to needing to do more. You can't just do the same thing. It's 97.1.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.